Hello, 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 everybody. Welcome to a very special holiday edition of the Love Justice Podcast. My name is Tiara M. Tucker, and I am so excited to join you all today. So not only am I the PR director for Love Justice, I'm also the host of the Love Justice Podcast. So thank you to everybody who's been tuning in over the past few months. Today is a very special one because I have a few special guests with me, including two of the Love Justice volunteers. So I'm going to start off with one of the volunteers, and we have multiple volunteers, but for today, we're going to be speaking to two of them. So I'm going to start it off by introducing everybody out there to one of our volunteers, Mr. Phoenix. Hi, Phoenix.
Hello. Good to meet you. Good to be here.
Yes. Well, good to meet you too. So this is actually our first time coming together and meeting. So tell everybody a little bit about you, Phoenix. Where are you from? And tell us about why you decided to become a volunteer with Love Justice.
All right. Well, my name is Phoenix. I was born and raised in Philadelphia all of my life. I decided I wanted to come into Love Justice because their goals of getting people to look towards a lot of social justice issues kind of resonated with me when it came to things like education. I've been a teacher for about 4 years now. This is my fifth year going on. And I basically wanted to join Love Justice in order to become someone who pushes advocacy for education and anything related to it.
Amazing. So how did you even learn about Love Justice?
That's a very good question. It kind of happened by chance. I kind of was looking around for, I guess, ways to get myself more acclimated into what I want, like my niche. And lo and behold, I kind of came into contact with Love Justice, sent an application their way. One of the members actually got in contact with me, and all of a sudden, I'm part of the group.
So what do you love most about being a member of Love Justice and being on the Love Justice team?
Oh, wow. That's a good question. I really love the fact that everyone is looking for a way to improve society, be that sharing news stories, be that sharing events, be that sharing any kind of publications to inform people of the issues that we're having today and how to either solve them or to get people thinking on how to solve them. So it's sort of like everyone is working together in order to make people more aware and more looking around their situations a little bit better.
Very nice. Well, it's so great to have you on the Love Justice team. So to everybody out there that's listening, maybe they're not familiar with Love Justice yet, or maybe they're thinking about being a volunteer. So what would you say to people that might be interested in being a Love Justice team volunteer?
Do it. Become a Love Justice volunteer. Not only are you helping people in a wider spectrum, but you are also helping yourself. The more you educate yourself on the issues that are surrounding, not just in the United States, but across the world, the better person you become in order to maybe help out a friend or a family member or anyone within your community. A small drop in the bucket will make a big splash when it comes out.
Nicely put. Very good. Well, Phoenix, on behalf of the Love Justice family, we are so happy to have you on board with us, and we can't wait for all of the great things that we're going to do in 2023. Anything on the wish list for 2023 as it pertains to your favorite social justice cause of education?
This is a big wish list. I'll just try to focus on one thing, and that is, I would say, more funding towards education. There's a lot of issues that are going on with education as of right now, and I would spend like 5 hours talking about them. But if we have a lot more funding and a lot more money that's shot towards education, the more certain issues would start to be fixed. So that's my biggest thing on my wish list right now. Everything else, it's big, but it'll come soon.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much, Phoenix. We appreciate you, and onward to victory in 2023. Thank you. So as we get ready to wrap up 2022 and enter into 2023, we are joined by two of our volunteers. So one, you just heard, Mr. Phoenix, and I'm really thrilled to introduce to you all another amazing volunteer on the Love Justice team, and that's Ms. Kat. So welcome to the Love Justice podcast, Kat.
Thank you.
So tell everybody a little bit about you. Where are you from? What exactly are you doing right now professionally? And what brought you to the Love Justice team?
So I grew up in Baltimore, Maryland, and I spent time pretty much all around different areas in Maryland. I have been working in the criminal justice field for a little over a decade. I am a clinical social worker and a substance abuse counselor, and I've spent the past 6 years working inside different Maryland prison systems, and the past 2 years I spent inside one of Maryland's maximum security institutions, and I am the prison reform editor for Love Justice.
Wow, very impressive. So it sounds like criminal justice, and that is definitely what you are very passionate about. So may I ask, how did you get into the criminal justice line of work, and how do you link that to social justice?
So I fell into it, actually. I used to be a pastry chef, and I was very unhappy with what I was doing, and I decided to go back to school and ended up in substance abuse counseling classes and fell into a criminal justice position where I was working with court ordered alternative sentencing and drug court clients. And I fell in love with the position. I fell in love with the population and the ability for that potential in life to restart and reform. Just that area of time where you have that ability to really make an impact in someone's life and make that difference in that segment of time. And I actually got into the prisons because my clients told me to go in. My clients said, you fight for us out here and you do so much for us out here, but where we really need the help, where we really need the impact is inside. You need to figure out a way to get in to the prison system. So I did. I figured out how to get inside to see what was going on inside behind the walls. I spent 6 years in there, and it was incredibly difficult. I ended up finding Love Justice because I knew my time inside had to come to an end at some point. And my passion for criminal justice, for the prison system, for how much help and how much reform needed to happen, was I needed something to do. I needed some connection and I needed some impact still to be there. And I needed to start figuring out, if I left the prison, what impact could I make? What could I do? And I ran into Love Justice. And I decided that this could be a way that I could still make the impact, even if I couldn't go in behind the walls anymore. If I had to leave, this is a way I could still keep making significant impact and change.
That is incredible, Kat. Wow. I love to hear the journey of individuals. And that is quite a journey from pastry to prison, right? I commend you for all that you have done, both inside and outside, and all that you're doing right now. Mm-hmm. So tell me, what have you loved most about being a part of the Love Justice team?
I love the amount of vetting that we do with our news. I love the amount of verification that we go through, our verification process, and the amount of coordination that we go through. I also love the way that we organize everything, how easy we make it to find the items that you need. I'm I'm a social worker. I went through master's education, and I know what it's like trying to find the material that you need for the subject matter that you need. And Love Justice makes it easy. You know, it makes it easy to find the category of news, the category of causes that you're looking for, and it puts it all there right at your fingertips. You know, it makes it easy to locate the information that you desire.
I agree. I'm a huge fan of lovejustice.com. So let me ask you, when it comes to lovejustice.com, the actual website, what's your favorite feature?
I really love our ability to go from just like the news articles to the events, to being able to locate, you know, different medias that we're able to grab to. It makes functioning across the board so easy.
Beautiful. And lastly, for somebody out there that's like, wow, I haven't heard about Love Justice, but now I do. I want to be a volunteer, or I want to be a part of the Love Justice movement. What words of wisdom or what words of advice would you share with anybody who's just interested in learning more about Love Justice?
Just to reach out, you know, I think a lot of our hesitation in that first step of how do I do this? How do I get connected? How do I become part of this organization? How do I become part of this cause? And with Love Justice, we are just average, everyday people who are passionate and knowledgeable about these different causes. And you don't have to go through a backbreaking experience to just be part of the organization, to be part of the cause, to be part of this network of individuals who are passionate about the same thing you're passionate about. You know, the whole community has been exceptionally welcoming and connected, and it's been a wonderful experience. So if this is something that you think that you might be able to be part of, just reach out, you know, and see if you find a place.
I love it. Well, thank you so much, Kat, for all that you do. And to everybody out there, we can't wait to have you. Mm-hmm. Check out the lovejustice.com site. Learn, get engaged, connect, because 2023 is going to be an amazing year for Love Justice. Thank you all so much. And we can't wait to see you on the Love Justice journey with us. Thank you.